Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
Our God is an awesome God, and He means what He says. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. Now, see here, unforgiveness, when we're talking, what this whole thing's talking about, when we go to unforgiveness and said, and all that he had, that could be your bank account. So all of a sudden, you're broke. Your business falls apart. You lose your job. You may not come down with cancer. It's not always sickness that comes upon you or your children. It could be that God just breaks you. In other words, you lose your house. I mean, how devastating could it be for a man to lose his house, to lose everything he has and don't have enough money to buy groceries? That's kind of intimidating, isn't it? Here you are a man and you got a wife and two or three or four kids and all of a sudden you can't buy gas for your car or nothing else. You've lost your house. You can't make the house payments. And you never dreamed it was because you or your wife had an unforgiveness towards someone. It's serious, isn't it? So anyway, it says, the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you all. Now then, when we get in trouble, if we're having trouble getting our healing, there's not anything wrong with kneeling before your God and worshiping Him. You know, and if you think you're too good to do that, then you may be too good to get healed. You know, so you need to humble yourself before your God on your knees or on your face and say, Master, I am so sorry that I messed up. I will love you. I worship you and I thank you for my healing. And let me tell you, He hears that. He loves that when you humble yourself before Him. And because here in this case, when this man did this, he fell before Him in worship and saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you all. Well, let's see what the Lord did. The next verse. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him that entire debt. Now, then let me tell you what, if you owed me $3.8 billion, you'd have to do more than kneel down and worship me for me to forgive that $3.8 billion. But our Lord, He'll do that, won't He, Bob?
Yes, He will.
He will do that. And so He's showing us how He works and His compassion and His mercy. So He forgave him the debt. But that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Now, that's $3,000. Now, I realize there's not much different between $3.8 billion and $3,000, right, brother? Just a little. Is that right? Man, is there a lot. He said, but that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. Now, can you imagine that? I have just been forgiven $3.8 billion, and Bob owes me a measly $3,000, and I'm over here with my hands around his throat, choking him, saying, pay me what you owe me. Can you imagine that scene? I can't imagine anybody, but this is the picture that God painted for us in His Word. It says, wow. Let's see what verse 29 and 30 says. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Bob's kneeling in front of me saying, Thurman, be patient with me. I will pay you what I owe you. Just give me a little time. And he said, and he would not. But he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Now, isn't that amazing? Here I've just been forgiven $4 billion. And this little guy owes me $3,000 and I'm dragging him off to prison, throwing him in jail because he can't pay the $3,000. Isn't that a sad thing? Wow, that is terrible. But he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Verse 31, 32. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and they came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant. Now, wait a minute. There's something here to be learned. If you're a servant of God and you disobey him, what does he call you? Now, you just get in the Word and find out what happens to the wicked. And all of a sudden, you have become wicked in God's sight. And you want to know why so many people in church are afflicted and tormented and sick? If God calls you wicked, when you say, and he said, and the wicked are cut off suddenly. I mean, he says lots of things about the wicked in his word. You just go in and look at it sometime. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry. Then the Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you asked me to. Verse 33 and 34. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Now, who do you think these tormentors are? The devil and his demons. That's exactly right. In the spirit world, what we're talking about, how would you like to think that you got into unforgiveness with a brother or somebody, and the next morning you woke up and God had turned you over to the tormentors? You wouldn't like that at all, huh? I mean, just think, he might be there. I mean, who knows what kind of sickness he may be putting on you? Who knows what kind of pain you may have in your body? I mean, but he knows how to hurt you. You know that? That devil, he knows how to hurt you. And he loves to get legal right to you. And that's the thing. He can do nothing to you till you sin. When you sin, then he has legal right to you. And man, when he comes in because the Lord sends him. Just in this story, this case right here. Who sent this tormentor? The Lord. And let's look at this in verse 35. You'll see this confirmed in verse 35. Jesus said, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So now then, if you and I do not forgive everyone from our heart, who is going to tell the devil to come get you and me? The Lord. Wow. So if God says, okay, devil, you can go get Thurman, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to say, oh, good, I want to get him. Because he don't care which one of us it is. He hates us all. He just hates us all. It don't make any difference to the devil. I mean, that's the way God made him, to kill, steal, and to destroy. And that's the only thing he knows to do. He is a wicked angel, and all of his beings are wicked. And so God made them all, and he gave them a plan. And his wicked spirits, he's in control of his wicked spirits. Just like when you go over there in the book of Samuel, you see when the Lord sent a tormenting spirit to torment Saul. An evil spirit from the Lord. So the Lord got tired of Saul and his not being faithful. Can you imagine Billy waking up some morning and the Lord has turned you over to the devil? He probably has done that sometime in your life, in my life, right? I'm sure he has, all of us. But it ain't never no fun, is it? So if Jesus clearly tells us, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone your brother their trespasses. Now then, are you beginning to understand why it's important to forgive 490 times? Now then, let's say you think, well, this is going a little too far. I might be able to forgive 7 times, but I ain't going 8. Really? I ain't going 8 times. He can forget it. But what did the Lord tell you to do how many times?
490 times.
You see?
Forgive.
Because guess why he told you to do that? Because if you don't, I'm going to send a tormenting spirit to get you.
Because if I don't obey God, I'm going to be on the receiving end.
Yeah, that's right.
And it is not going to be pretty. So I need to humble myself, swallow that pride, or get rid of that pride.
Amen.
Keep on confessing forgiveness.
Lord, and I'm going to walk holy before you in obedience to your word. And then, Lord, I turn them over to you. And I ask you to touch them and work on their hearts and
right.
Make them more like Jesus.
Make it a win-win situation.
There you go. See, and it works out a whole lot better. And that way you don't have to be sick.
That's right.
Because when a tormenting spirit comes upon us, they come to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Right.
Now then, just like as I've told you earlier today, that every woman I've ever seen that had breast cancer, every one, we've seen hundreds of them. We've seen hundreds of them healed. I want you to know that as long as Cheryl and I have been together in the 8 years we've been here, I only know of 2 women that we prayed for with breast cancer that did not get healed. And neither one of those 2 women would forgive the person they had unforgiveness toward. They just wouldn't do it. And so they both died. And isn't that amazing? All the rest of them. And I mean, if you just said there was 100 of them, that's a 98% full recovery rate. 98%. I bet there's not a hospital in the area that can say we got a 98% of the women healed of breast cancer. But yet we did, and I'll tell you what, it didn't cost them nothing. Jesus did it. Now, I have the answer to breast cancer. I have the answer to sickness. It is sin. Let me tell you, because in the Word of God, God clearly says if we walk in obedience to His Word, how many times did He tell us in Exodus and Deuteronomy, under the old covenant, that if we obeyed Him, He would take how much sickness away from us?
All.
So if He takes all away from us, how much is left?
None.
So if we obey and He takes all sickness away, then there's got to be something to this, that if we don't obey, that's where sickness comes from, right? It only makes sense to me. And so I'll tell you what, it pays good dividends to obey God. Really good dividends, you know. So I don't know about you, but I don't like being sick. I'd much rather be young and healthy and all those things. So if you see that in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, does everybody see what I'm talking about now? Why Jesus says it's necessary to forgive 490 times, because if you do not, my heavenly Father is going to turn you over to a tormenting spirit. And who in the world wants a tormenting spirit? Not me. Do you, young lady? No, there are no fun. They come to steal, kill, and to destroy. And many people are sick because they do not understand that. Now then, like I say, I have seen also in the church, not only unforgiveness kill so many people, both men and women, because of unforgiveness, with breast cancer and all those things, but the number one killer of men that call themselves Christians is not being the obedient spiritual leader of the home. Now, I'm going to take you to Deuteronomy 6, start with verse 4, and I'm going to show you some of the requirements God laid out for His men. This is what God requires in Deuteronomy chapter 6, starts with verse 4 to about verse 8 or 9. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with part of your heart and with part of your soul and with part of your might. Is that what He said? Anybody see any mistakes I made in that? He says all, huh? But it's got to be the other way around, because people don't do what He says. Do they love God with all their heart, their mind, their strength? No, huh? They don't even come close.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.